With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The owner of the Port Grocer hopes whoever buys the establishment understands they're taking responsibility for the heart of the seaside community. Over the past 7 years, the Port Grocer has served Port Medway as cafe, local grocery store, live music venue, yoga studio, community garden, and showcase for local artisans. Owner Annabelle Singleton says what's most important is that whoever takes this on recognizes its connection to the community.
We have had incredible support from this community. There is such an eclectic, diverse group of people here, that, and everyone's got something different to add or offer.
Singleton began the business 7 years ago with her two friends, Deb Melanson and Sparrow Lindsay. Lindsay returned to Ontario because of family obligations 7 months after launching the business, leaving Singleton and Melanson to run the show with help from Singleton's husband, Roby Sagar. For Singleton, running the Port Grocer to provide locally sourced food aligned with some of her core values.
If you have healthy small communities, rural communities where people can work and get their food, it means, you know, a lot less travel. It's a lot lighter living on the earth.
Singleton says they're looking for a buyer who will understand the Port Grocer is more than just a business.
There are elders here in the community who basically some days the Port Grocer staff would be the only people that they might communicate with, you know? So that sort of stuff is really important to us.
Singleton says they're selling after some family health issues and the pandemic have given them pause to reflect on what they want to be doing over the next few years.
You know, it comes down to a quality of life decision where you're like, as much as we love getting up early and staying late at the Port Grocer and being on call 7 days a week, you know, there are other things that we want to do.
Singleton says she and her husband Sagar will remain living in Port Medway. Singleton will continue working her day job as an environmental regulatory consultant, and the two have plans to move their tiny home from behind the Port Grocer to their home and establish a small retreat. The final preparations are being made with their real estate agent, and Singleton expects the Port Grocer will hit the market in the next few weeks. She's grateful to everyone who has worked, volunteered, or even just come in to eat over the years to help make the Port Grocer what it is.
It's been such an honor to be part of this and to get to know both the very local and the summer residents and the people who are touring Nova Scotia and found us by accident. Like, people are blown away when they come to Port Medway. There's something in the water here, I think. It's magical.
For QCCR in Port Medway, I'm Ed Halverson.